Hello and welcome to today's episode of Pub Chat. I'm your host, Colin Quist. I'm here with my hungover co-host, Adrian Trimble.
Hello.
And from Montreal, our madman expert, Ryan Kloss.
Expert.
Well, you know.
A madman correspondent.
Sure.
I have no expertise. I'm the guy you guys seem to call for Mad Men. Like, I just happen to be that dude.
A lot of people don't watch it. Like, a lot of the people that we know, that we talk about other shows with.
That's true, actually.
People are silly.
Very silly.
Yeah, I agree with that. So today we're going to be doing our yearly Mad Men season recap. This will be... I guess we'll get to talk a little more in detail because it was only 7 episodes.
Yeah, I guess so.
Not as much to remember as 13 episodes. And now I didn't have to go back and rewatch a bunch this time.
I drank away my memory.
And then we're drinking...
Hoping one of us remembers some stuff.
We are drinking beers from the brewery Chimay. We're drinking the blue,
I have both the blue and the red.
Unfortunately, we can only get blue.
Wow. Yeah, we couldn't find the red.
Oh, shit.
We could have it at one point, but...
Yeah. It's okay. They won't go to waste.
No. That's fair. So, the Chimay Brewery is in, like, southern Belgium, in the municipality of Chimay. No surprise there. It was founded in 1862, and...
It
closed down a couple times, and it was reopened after the Second World War.
I was going to say, a couple of wars happened.
Yeah. It's the first brewery to use the Trappist Ale designation on its labels.
Oh. I've had this a few times.
Oh, that was a shitty, shitty pour.
That was a terrible pour.
Yeah.
And Colin is using the official
Chimay glass.
Chimay glass that I have and didn't really realize that I had.
From his dad.
Yeah.
I'm using just a random goblet kind of glass.
That's fair.
Yeah, I have a snifter. My fave.
So Chimay brews three main beers, the double, the triple, and the Belgian strong, which me and Adrian were drinking. Did you crack your red one first? Or?
No, I hadn't opened either until I knew what was going on.
Okay, fair enough. So we're all drinking the same beer then, that's good.
Yes.
I've actually had all three.
Peasant Cookery brings in all three.
So we've gone there a couple times and got a little inebriated on the patio drinking.
Yeah, I mean, it's difficult because if you have one, you kind of have to have the other two.
And it's really nice because they do like the proper pour and everything, unlike the pour I just did.
Yeah,
so
well, that's a fail.
They
don't have glassware, do they?
Yes, they do.
Do they?
Yes,
like Chimay glassware?
They do.
Wow, that's impressive. Especially for Winnipeg.
Winnipeg's easily impressed.
It's true.
So I want to taste the beer.
I do too. It smells like Belgian-y.
Which not super strong though. Doesn't smell super strong.
No, it doesn't.
Pretty sure that's an adjective I've used before.
Belgian-y. It's got that light, like yeast, like all the Belgian beers do, but it's like flowery as well.
Yeah, it's a little sour. At least mine is, in a good way. Not a bad sour, but it's got a little. It's pretty yummy. I like Belgian beers though.
I mean, it's got like fruits. Like
the body is not as warm as I remember. It feels a little thin.
Yep, it's a little thin, at least compared to how I usually think of Belgian beers.
No, yeah, exactly.
It's actually a lot sweeter than I remember too.
Mm.
It's definitely more sweet than spicy.
Or older, knowing the LC.
Yeah, that's true.
it's got the dark fruits, the raisins, the dates.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit of, like, candied something in there.
Mmm.
And it's still got some, like, tartness.
There's a No Pregnant Lady logo on the back of mine.
I was just about to comment on the logos on the back. There's a No Pregnant Lady logo. There's also one that tells you not to drink it out of a standard pint glass.
Yeah, don't drink it on its side.
Yeah, don't lay it on its side and drink it out of a proper glass. And also serve it warmer than we actually served it.
Yeah, same probably.
So we all fail.
It doesn't have a brew date, but it has a best before date of 2019.
Nope, same.
Well, that's promising.
Yep.
So, that's good. I'm curious. It might be fresh.
Ooh, Chimay has cheese. Cheese.
Yeah, that was actually one of the things that when I was doing the research, that they use a well from their own, like, that's in the brewery for the water, and then they take all the spent grain and give it to the livestock that they use to make the cheese from. Which I thought was kind of cool.
I want cheese now.
Yeah.
Me too.
Did you
cheese.
Did you have any of the Chimay cheese when you were over in Belgium?
No, I did not. I had some Trappist cheese, though. I had cheese from La Trappe in the Netherlands, which was pretty tasty. And I feel like Nicole bought cheese somewhere else, but I don't quite remember.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
We're also continuing the theme of kind of doing Belgian beers with Ryan.
Yeah, that just sort of works out that because you guys don't have any Quebec beers and I don't have any Winnipeg beers.
Yeah.
So we're like, what do we both have? Belgian.
That's true. Belgian and then, like, shit.
Yes,
or Unibrew.
Or Unibrew, like I guess. Like I said, shit.
which we're doing a Unibrew episode coming up, so.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Which one?
It'll be either the Terrible I've been aging for 2 years or the Grand Reserve.
What?
So.
Sounds like a reasonable idea.
He's the guy in Montreal is going to try and track it down, and then if he can't, then we'll drink La Fin de Monde or something.
Sweet. Well, it's better than nothing.
Yeah, they're not terrible. Like, as much as you said they're shit, they're not actually shit. They're just...
Yeah, I
they're good beers.
It's fun to say that.
You get into them and you get out of them pretty quickly. Like, you're like, oh, these are great. And then they're like, oh, these are all... I think we've had the same discussion every time I'm on.
Probably.
I re-listened to our last Mad Men episode on my drive home from work today. And we actually did start off the episode by having the Unibrew discussion.
Yep, that's true. I actually listened to that. So back to Chimay.
Yeah.
They actually just kind of rebranded their bottles and their logo a little bit.
And they look fantastic.
They look really nice.
Yeah,
actually.
These bottles are still the old ones, but the new ones are fantastic.
I don't know how I've seen the new ones.
I hadn't either until just about 5 minutes ago.
Yeah, just on their website. It's like the date of the post is May 8th, so it's relatively new.
Ooh, those are nice.
So from a design standpoint, Adrian, do you approve?
Hang on, I didn't actually get them pulled up. What is it? Chimay.ca?
.com.
.ca.
Yeah, you know what? Never mind. I have a rough day.
You know what? I think I like the current, the old bottle better.
Really?
Yeah. Like, I like the small emblem instead of the big emblem.
That's fair.
Like, they're not bad. I think my personal...
I like the label, how it's just, like, a one band.
Yeah.
And then just, like, the gold at the top and bottom.
Where is this?
But I completely agree with the...
Where do I find these new labels?
It's right on the... I don't know what website you're on.
Here, I'm pasting it into Skype. I should paste it into Skype. This is compelling radio.
You can just look at
this. This is very compelling radio. I'm hoping...
You just look at my computer.
Okay, let's do that.
Yeah.
I like that a lot. No, you know what? No, I do. Because when you drink Chimay, let's think about this. When you drink Chimay, first of all, you identify each beer by its color.
Yes.
Yeah.
Nobody says Chimay quadruple or whatever this is.
Belgian strong.
Yeah, nobody says Chimay belt. You say Chimay blue or Chimay red or whatever. So they're focusing more on the color, for one thing. And trying to get you to identify the beers by their color, which I like. And they've basically kept they've modernized the shield just a tiny bit. And kind of started reinforcing that brand, which I also really like. My guess, while I'm reading into this, is that they're angling to eventually launch another beer. And they want people to start identifying the Chimay brand more.
Okay.
That's a reach, maybe, but...
So
I've been known for reaching on this podcast.
On their thing, it says, "This return to our roots is expressed in a sober, elegant style inspired by three clear and considered choices. The use of historic Chimay colors."
Yeah.
"Red, white, and blue, strong, pure colors, which have identified Chimay beers for many years, and an emphasis on Belgian roots and Trappist identity."
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've never been to Belgium, so I don't know if this looks Belgian-ier.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Or more Belgian-y. What's the more grammatically correct term?
Well, if we're going by descriptions for how beers smell, then it's Belgian-y.
Fair enough.
I don't understand why I don't drink this more. I really like this one.
It is really good.
I mean, it's no Rockford 10, but...
Well, it's just one of those ones that's always there. So you're like, oh, I'll have some some other time.
It's never a
novelty anymore.
It's not. It's like, what is it, $3 or $4?
You bought them.
I did. Yeah, that's right. I'm really hungover.
How much were they out there for you, Ryan?
I'm checking now.
Well, you
the blue get... the blue is $5, and the or $4.50, and the red is $4.
Okay. I feel like it was a lot less than that.
I would say it would be around $3.50, $4.50.
I honestly don't remember. I need to find out.
Right, and I'm guessing you don't have the big $7.50 bottle.
We have the $7.50 for the Grand Reserve.
Nice.
Blue. It looks like it's a blue. I don't know. I have no idea. I didn't get it. It wasn't. It's not as readily available.
Yeah, that's fair.
It is $4.74. My bad.
Okay.
So yeah,
whatever. It's about the same as a Rockford Town.
Yeah, it's fine.
I don't know what that is.
It's Rockford Town. The best Trappist beer, in my opinion.
Yeah, it's easily the best that we get. I don't know if it's the best.
Well, I mean, yeah, there's a couple I haven't had, but I mean, I've had Westy 12, and I'd still rather have a Rockford 10.
You haven't had Westy 8, though.
Oh, I haven't had Westy 8. Sorry, I haven't gone to the brewery like you.
No, I didn't go there.
Or wherever you went to get it in Belgium.
Well, it's weird. It was on a tap list at a bar. But it's not supposed to be. Because they're supposed to have this whole, like...
Yeah, it's only supposed to be available
at the brewery. But, you know, it gets kind of bootlegged, and then...
People buy it, and that's why they brought in, like, the limit a couple years
ago. That's also why it was, like, €9 a ball.
Yeah.
So, but, you know, it's good.
Well, should we delve into Mad Men?
Yeah, I'm really excited to talk about this.
So, when I listened to our last year episode, we made some predictions.
I didn't know.
I remember one prediction. I haven't really listened, but I remember the prediction that they talk a lot more about his original alter ego, or his original, being.
Yeah.
That did not happen at all.
No, that we pretty much failed.
Yeah.
That was probably our biggest failure in terms of...
Well, Adrian didn't actually make any predictions. He said, I can't predict Mad Men.
Well, that's true.
Which is the best prediction to make.
Yeah. And the only prediction that came true was you predicted that Peggy was going to get a promotion.
Yeah, which she basically did. So,
yeah.
Well, we made a few more, like, not necessarily predictions, but things that we thought were going to happen. We pretty much nailed the Sally and Don relationship growing.
Yeah.
We also kind of said that Megan was going to be more out of the picture, which pretty much happened.
Yeah.
And that Don would figure out how to not drink as much, which I think he did pretty much.
More or less.
He had some cracks.
Well,
he wasn't going crazy anymore. Like he's
no, but that's because we
he was drinking responsibly.
We said that, you know, he was gonna, like, he was never gonna go cold turkey, but he would like get it under control, and he did. We failed on the Don and Betty prediction.
Mm-hmm.
Can't remember who said it, but we said.
That they were going to be like friends or something.
Yeah, friends, or, you know, there may be something more there.
Yeah.
But that didn't pan out. Also,
they even referenced that in like the second to last episode or something. Like, I think of Dawn as an old gut person, an old friend that I don't see anymore and don't really need to pay any attention to or something like that.
Yeah. We talked a lot about Bob Benson.
Who was out in like one episode this entire season?
Yeah, one or two.
And is now gone?
Yeah, like he was in the one episode where they talked about where he found out about the Chevy account being pulled.
Yeah,
that we were likely to get,
and then in the last one where you proposed to Joan or whatever.
Yeah,
which I'm curious if the decision to have so little of him was the writer's intention the entire time, or the fact that he became a series regular on that new Robin Williams show.
Well, that show was canceled, wasn't it?
Oh, I have no idea.
No idea.
The one with Buffy?
Yeah. He just went to work at an advertising agency in modern New York. Or maybe it's Chicago, I don't remember.
I've never seen an episode
of it. Yeah, no, I haven't seen it.
It looked terrible.
So the overall season for Mad Men is shorter. It's 7 episodes, which I thought, for some reason,
technically,
well,
it's a half
season, whatever.
Yeah.
That's such horseshit.
Yeah, it is.
If it's a year between seasons, it's a new season. I don't care.
Exactly.
Which, it sucks, but at the same time, it works so... I think it works so well for Breaking Bad, because the writers had so much time to, like, figure out exactly what they needed to do.
Well,
tie up everything.
We'll see if it sticks landing as well as Breaking Bad.
Yeah, that's a tough measure, that's for sure.
Well, maybe it doesn't have the same kind of, like, straight... I mean, Breaking Bad has a certain amount of straightforward story arc, right? Like, Mad Men is sort of this... I mean, it follows Don, but it's not like Don has an endpoint, necessarily. Like, he's not... There's no raising of stakes or anything. It's just Don is like, I'm still Don Draper. I don't know. Like, there's not a definite ending. Like, we knew what was going to happen to Walter White at the end. Like, we knew his ultimate fate probably from the beginning. Like, this is the only way this could happen, right? Like,
yeah.
He had an arc that there was no way there was going to be some sort of, like, nebulous, not satisfying ending. Like, Mad Men could just be, like, a Sopranos ending, where it's just like, oh, this is the end of when we're following them, and then other things happen, but we're just not going to follow anymore. Like, it'd just be kind of like that. I don't know what... Like, nothing in this half of a season gave me any idea how this show is going to end.
No, that is true. Yeah, it's true. And I mean, that which it just is more evidence to the fact that it's so unpredictable.
Yeah.
But
well, like, I mean, we know what's going to happen. Like, the next half of the season is they're selling out or whatever, but like, I still don't know beyond that what's going to happen.
No, and I think that's what's appealing about it.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, we said last time is when it's not going to be a like nice happy ending with a bow on it. It's going to just trail off.
There will probably be some striking final image.
I mean, this was arguably a much happier season of Mad Men.
Yeah, which is interesting because that's what we said last season.
Yeah,
because there was a lot more jokes.
That's true. I don't know if this one was as joke filled as the previous one.
But it seemed like everybody was a lot more upbeat.
Yes. Yeah. And Pete was amazing this season.
He was really good. And his hairline is amazing.
It is truly stunning.
And his, like, California style from the 60s.
He's the best. Mm-hmm. He seems to be having the most awesome time every time he's on screen. Like, he says the best stuff. Like, this is, like, Pete's season. I'm loving every minute of it. I used to hate Pete. But, like, in a good way. Like, he was designed to be hated. But, like...
Yeah.
I didn't dislike him as an actor or anything. I enjoyed hating Pete, but now I love Pete. Pete makes me so happy.
Yeah, I think we can all agree on that. Pete's great. Now.
Yes.
I mean, I've always liked him. I liked the actor, the character, like, his reasons to hate him.
Yeah, like, I liked the part that he played, but I, you know, like, you kind of have to hate him. But, you know, you like, he does such a great job of it, right?
Yes.
Well, it's like our friend, or I don't know if you know him, Adrian, but Colin and I know a guy named Paul Montgomery who hates Ken Cosgrove.
Mm-hmm.
For reasons that I do not understand. Like,
There wasn't much of Cosgrove this season.
The amount of his vehemence to hate him so much is just it boggles my mind. Like, it just he's so innocuous for the most part. I don't understand why he hates him so much.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, like, I've always liked Ken. But he didn't really have much. But I think we just saw him yelling.
Yeah.
No, he was like comedic relief almost every time he was on screen.
Yeah, it was very strange.
It was just this guy with an eye patch yelling.
Mm-hmm.
Literally what it was.
Mm-hmm.
He wants a bagel.
Oh, I want a bagel.
Yeah, me too. Holy shit.
I gotta open the other blue bottle of Chimay. Nice. We can keep talking in the meantime. I can just walk with the laptop. So, did you guys enjoy this season, or half season, or...?
I really enjoyed it. I thought it was, like, pretty much everything I wanted from it.
Yeah, I really, really had a great time watching this show. And for the first time with Mad Men, I couldn't wait to watch the next episode.
Yeah. Like, it was so Don-focused this season, which was a good thing, I think.
Yeah.
But, I mean, like, there were so many characters where, I mean... Like, I wanted to know more about Betty, even though I can't stand her, and stuff like that.
She was much better this season.
She was only in three episodes.
But those three episodes, she was very good in.
Yes, no, I agree.
And that is half the episodes.
Yeah, that is true. And that's the thing. Like, considering, like, it was only seven episodes, and they, you know, each character kind of had their own moment in an episode other than Dawn. They were all fantastic.
Yeah.
Ginsburg was great.
Oh, Hicks that was great.
Yeah, Ginsburg going nuts was odd.
I did not see that coming. I mean, like, maybe him going nuts, but the whole nipple thing.
Yeah, the nipple thing was a little much.
Yeah.
I was, like, right up until she opened it, I was thinking, like, a ring or, you know.
Oh. I was looking for body parts that were missing. I was like, it's got to be something gross.
Mm-hmm.
They're clearly building up to something disgusting with this. But
well, you know,
I didn't expect nipples. Or the rationale behind the nipple.
Yeah, because of IBM, right?
Oh. Yeah, that was...
Yeah.
I'm guessing IBM didn't love that.
Probably not. But, I mean, Roger was fantastic this year. And
he's
got a lot
always
more
fantastic.
We got a lot more of him this year than last year.
I'm glad, too, because he is...
And I guess now that... spoilers, does it matter? Spoilers?
No, we're talking about the season.
Whatever. Yeah. So, now that Bert's dead...
Yeah.
Roger has controlled the company.
I was so sad of that. It's about that.
But
I loved I loved the musical
the
number at the end
of
the final episode.
The song and dance is great.
That was great.
I'm torn on that. It was really fucking weird.
Yeah.
Like, I don't get why that happened.
I think it's partly a nod to... Because he used to be, the actor. Was like a Broadway star.
Yeah.
Am I not correct?
Oh.
So that was kind of a nod to, like... I think a nod to, like, fans knowing the show and, like, the actors so well.
Uh-huh.
And also, like... just kind of giving him a proper send-off.
Yeah, he needed a better send-off.
Yeah, because I was literally, they killed him off screen.
Yeah,
I was like, did I miss him dying? I'm like, what happened?
I was so, like, I'm confused. He's dead, but I thought, like, even though he's a main character, but he's one of those main characters you don't see often.
Yeah, exactly.
So I thought he deserved to be killed off on screen, but then that happened, and I was like, okay, I get it.
Well, it's like this season they've played, like, towards the end of the season, they played him up more. It's like when you're watching a reality TV show, like the competition shows, they'll always, like, the person's going to go home or win, they really focus on them.
Yeah.
So if they're doing the interviews, oh, talk about their family and where they grew up, like, oh, something is going to happen to you. Either you're going home or you're winning. And it was sitting there, like, Bert got a lot of play up towards the end, like, oh, something's going to happen to Bert.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, I wasn't really surprised, but I didn't really see it coming.
Yeah,
no,
but you're right. I mean, if you think about The Walking Dead, I know it's not a very good show, but every single time they kill somebody, like the two episodes preceding that or preceding that are about them. And you're like, well, they're gonna die.
I gave up on Walking Dead a long time.
I know you did. I know.
Same.
We're done. That's it. I'm not mentioning The Walking Dead again.
It's just I have the comics to keep me warm at night.
Exactly.
I gotta get on that.
They're good. And this last arc has been really good.
I read it in hardcovers, so...
You got a good hardcover coming up.
Nice.
In a year or something.
Yeah. No, it's normally every Halloween.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, what do we think about... Because last... Like, we talked about, you know, hoping that Peggy will find love. And she kind of half did with the little boy that lived next door.
I loved the little boy.
I'm curious how much of the... Because there's a lot of references to, like, even Peggy's, like, there's a little boy at home in her, like, presentation. And there's, like, a little boy at home. And I think at one time it was, like, that nobody knows about. And then, like, quickly there was a shot of Pete.
Yeah. Does Don... Like, I don't remember who knows.
I don't know. And that's why I'm curious, like, how much that might lead into the final season of her going to be, like... a mother to this child, actually, or...
Well, no, because the kid moved away.
The kid has not moved away yet.
Yeah.
Oh, hasn't he?
Not yet.
Okay.
I mean, there's never said anything about her, like, him staying with her or anything, but, like...
No,
last bit was that he's going to live with his mom who's got a job somewhere. Great.
Yeah.
But they haven't actually shown him leaving yet. That's all I'm saying. Like, we don't know what...
No, but it's Mad Men, though. And, I mean, you know, them saying he's going to leave is probably, like, that's all you're going to get.
Yeah,
it's entirely possible. I'm just saying, since we didn't see him leave, maybe...
It's open-ended enough that they can bring him back, yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
And again, it might just be the comic reader, I mean, who always, like, there's no body, he's not dead.
Yeah, that's true. And I mean, Peggy evolved a lot this season, because she didn't have many, like, main parts in the first, like, three or four episodes. She was there, and, like, obviously... She was probably in every episode, I would think.
I think so.
But, I mean, the last couple, there was a little more focus on her, and she, like, really regained her confidence, and, I mean, she had her moments with Don where her having to boss Don around was great.
Oh,
yeah,
so great. So satisfying.
Yeah. And it was very satisfying seeing Don saying, you should do this pitch for Burger Chef.
Yeah.
And then... We didn't really see the pitch and, like, how she nailed it, but they won the account based on her pitch, so...
Yeah, but we saw her do it, like, when she was practicing live.
Yeah.
Although they did still say, what was it, every bit as good as any woman in the business? So she's still considered tier two. Like, she's the best woman, but she's not as good as a man.
Yeah, but you have to remember, though, it's the 60s.
No, yeah, I know.
You know,
yeah.
So that's just how it is. I mean, that's, you know, that's never going to change in the lifetime of that show.
That's true. And I think the show said that, I read some interview where one of the, I think the creator said that the show was not going to hit the 70s.
Oh, really?
So there's not going to be, I don't think there's going to be a big time jump leading into the second half.
It can't be.
Because
is it in 69 as the moon landing?
Because, moon landing was, what, August or July, I think, of 69? It was like summertime, I think.
Yeah,
so,
it was 69 anyway.
Because it started, like, every once in a while, Mad Men's done, like, a big time jump where it's been, like, 6 to, like, months to almost a year after. And this one was only, like, a month after the last season.
Yeah.
So I'm guessing there's not going to be much. They'll probably jump into the... Do you call it a merger, a buyout? Like,
oh, it's a buyout.
It's a buyout.
Whatever McCann Erickson is doing.
Yeah, it's a buyout.
But they're still going to be independent-ish. Independent.
Like this whole like story arc now with them being bought out, I don't necessarily like. Like, it feels like there's a merger, or they're taking over the company, or whatever. Like every other season, like
since like season 4,
you know, it's a little bit played out.
Yeah, everything that happened this season, it sort of happened before in a slightly different way.
Mm-hmm.
There was not much brand new this season.
No, but it happened for different reasons.
Absolutely. That's why I said in a different way.
And
but that, like, it is still like
and
variations of the theme.
Yeah, no, I agree. That's why I think they're like Roger. Like, if he didn't approach McCann or Erickson or whatever one he approached, or the guy approached him, whatever in the bathhouse, which was hilarious. Then, you know, Don would be fired and Jim would have control of the company.
Which would be horrible.
Yeah. And, and Harry Crane would be, like, the lead partner, probably.
I don't like Harry.
I think, again, we're not supposed to like Harry.
Yeah.
There's nothing...
He's not likable.
There's nothing particularly wrong with him.
But he's always right. That's
he's a little bit slimy, but, you just don't want to like him. Doesn't matter what he does.
It's funny that he's the most futuristic of them all, and like the most like his eyes are open for what's going to be like the next thing, and we all know it's going to be the next thing, so we know he's right.
Yeah.
But we don't necessarily agree with him.
Yeah, no, you just, despite how right he usually is, you just don't want to fucking like him. You know,
that's true.
Because he's so fucking snooty about it. Like it's
he's a little bit up himself.
Yeah.
Okay, what do we think of the? When Don's receptionist trying to make out.
Don's receptionist?
It wasn't Don's, it was, I just blanked his name.
Oh,
Slattery's,
cool.
Slattery's receptionist.
Yeah.
Was that Slattery's receptionist?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought it was his.
No.
Oh.
That's why I always toss to her to see if he's in yet, because it's Slattery. I can't think of his name, all of a sudden.
Roger Sterling.
Roger Sterling, thank you. Yeah, it's Sterling's secretary.
Is it?
I'm fairly confident.
Okay. I did not think that, but okay. Well, anyway, that was...
They have a relationship because they've been there forever, but like it's still I think it's Slattery's, or Sterling's.
Well, whatever. In any case, that was weird.
Yeah.
Did not see that coming.
I thought that was a comedy moment again. I enjoyed that.
Yeah, that's true.
Did you notice Nev Campbell in the, was it the first or second episode?
Yep.
I did not realize it was her.
What? Who?
Nev Campbell. The lady Don talks to on the plane home from LA or whatever.
I really expected to see more of her.
Yeah, no, and so did I when I found out it was Nev Campbell, but I was like, the first time I watched it, I had no idea.
Right.
Absolutely no idea.
Oh, I recognize her instantly, but maybe because I'm a little older. I've seen her in more things.
You're not that much older. No. I grew up around Scream and Wild Things. So,
oh, did you watch Catwalk?
No.
There you go.
All right.
Who was her Canadian television debut? I think maybe not debut, but like star-making role. It was a terrible show.
Yeah, that surprised me.
What do we think about Ted?
I think at this point he's. Like, they need to address the whole Ted-Peggy thing in, like, one episode and just get it over with.
Yeah.
It dragged on far too long. That would be the one thing I would complain about this season.
Right.
Is, like, yeah, Ted and Peggy don't see eye to eye because of their thing that happened or didn't happen. But nothing came of it.
Well, aside from the Valentine's Day thing, that wasn't dealt with much at all the entire season. Like, it was just like, oh, okay. I think that was sort of the end of it, was the Valentine's Day thing.
No, but it was like, because what was it, that that conversation in, like, the second last episode between Lou, Pete, and Peggy telling her, Pete saying, hey, you need to let Don do the presentation for Burger Chef. And then it was like, and Ted's on the phone.
Yeah.
And it was just like, it was already awkward for Peggy, and then it made it more awkward because Ted was on the phone. Yeah. And it wasn't like they necessarily talked about it, but they always had that underlying, like, awkwardness between them.
Yeah.
Every time there was a like, group discussion.
Yeah, they strung it along.
Yeah.
And they need to get that over with. I don't like Ted as much now.
Me neither.
I mean, I never loved him.
He's turned into a giant wuss. I don't like him.
Yeah, no, I never loved him, but he did at least have some balls.
Yeah.
In the past, but now he just kind of mopes around.
Yeah, and even like Pete said, that all he does is sit there and mope in the office.
Yeah. So I hope they sort that out, because,
well, I think the whole intention was to have him, like Don said, just focus on creative and not worry about all this other stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fair enough.
But we'll see. I liked Freddie Rumsen, life coach. In the second episode or whatever, where he's like, Don, you best, like, suck it up. What are you doing?
His pitch in the first episode, that first scene, was amazing.
It was amazing. And, I mean,
the reveal that it was, yeah, Don's pitch was awesome.
Yeah. It was. I mean, you knew that it was, like, you knew it wasn't Freddy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Called that, by the way.
Yeah, you did. Well done. Yeah. And that was really good. But I miss Freddy. I mean, like, he's just a nice, likable dude.
Yeah. Yep. No, I agree.
Oh, Freddy.
So what do you think about the whole Don Megan thing? Because it kind of ended in the season that it's over.
Yeah.
So are we not going to see Megan anymore, or is Don going to try and...
I hope not.
Like, I like her, and...
I don't think we'll see any more than, like, a token appearance from her. I don't think she's not going to be a major character at any point anymore.
Yeah, I don't know, because, I mean, I felt like they put so much focus on it this season that there has to be more to it, I think.
Well, unless, like, it was just they're wrapping it up this part, so then it's done.
It's possible, yeah. Like, because Don was so accepting of her saying, like, we're done, essentially.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he, like, it wasn't, the writing has been on the wall for the whole season.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
He deliberately did not go to California when he could have the whole time, and, like, all this stuff was played into it, and it's just...
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
true. Mean, he could have, like, we pretty much knew that he knew at the end of the last season.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and it was it already had begun. I mean, even, you know, when we did this a year ago, we said, like, Don and Megan kind of seemed like they might be over.
Yeah.
I did like the Jenny Wade threesome.
Yeah.
That was very strange.
But I like her a lot.
I guess Don and Megan do, too.
At least Megan does. And Don's like, oh, okay.
Yeah, the fact that he was the one that was, like, weirded out by that situation, I think, says a lot, actually.
I think it shows you how much, like, he's changed.
Yeah.
Because, you know, Don of, you know, two or three seasons ago would have jumped on that in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
Well, he gave up on a bunch of opportunities this season.
Yeah, he did.
The one time he was totally faithful to his wife.
was when she didn't give a shit about it.
Yeah.
I mean, they showed that he changed a lot this season. He definitely had his cracks when Peggy was giving him orders and he got trashed. And,
yeah. It was really just one episode, and then he got over it.
Yeah, but I think I it was good, though. It showed his... And I really hope that it's kind of leading towards, like, Don making a big comeback in the final season, or final half season, or whatever. Because, you know, I think at the end of the day, everybody loves Don when he's doing, like, what he does best.
Yes.
You know, and that's kind of, if that's probably the closest that we'll get to a happy ending, is,
I don't know,
Don being back in the driver's seat and, like, you know, having his
and Roger sipping on vodka.
Yeah, exactly.
See, I sort of want Don to be out, like...
What?
I sort of want, like...
Blasphemy.
It to end with sort of Peggy as Don, and Don to be like, I'm taking money and I'm done with it, and do something else with his life. Sort of. I feel like Don has to have an ending. And it, like, redemptions.
Yeah, I just can't see that happening because of how hard he's worked to try and get this whole buyout dealio working.
I think there's he's going to have something good happen to him. I think he's going to, like, whatever happens, what I think will happen good, will be good for him and happen on his terms. But, like, I sort of want him to have some sort of finality as opposed to just, I'm back to being Don Draper, woo.
Well, yeah. I mean, I think when we say back to Don Draper, he's going to be back to, like, his professional place that he was before. Like,
yeah.
Looked at as being a god in the advertising world, essentially. But he's going to be not Don Draper outside.
That's yeah. Too, it seems yeah. too easy. I don't know. It seems too, I don't know, boring.
No, I'm not saying that he's not going to have some kind of addiction or...
Yeah.
Or friends with benefits thing going on, but like,
I just want to see more of Lou and Don on scenes together.
I was sad that we didn't see that much. Like, there was obviously conflict between Lou and Don, but it wasn't like we didn't get a full out shouting match or anything like that.
I really liked Lou, even though he was.
No, you can't like Lou. Lou's a douchebag.
No, I mean, I didn't like Lou, but I really liked how that actor portrayed and how they portrayed Lou. Like, I liked
yeah,
his character
yeah,
a lot.
I can agree with that.
Yeah, I don't know who that is, that actor, but he played it really, really well.
Yeah, he really did.
And I think
his comic strip was awesome.
Yeah. was awesome. But, you know, he fit into that character really well, and I think it was he was a good opposite of Don.
Yeah.
But I would love to see some more grief between the two of them.
Yeah. And I mean, they portrayed him as such an asshole about so many things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think they can probably redeem him a little bit, even with arguments through Don.
Yeah, I know, but you just want to see them fight. Like, if it comes to
you want to see Don school him is what you want to see.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good yes. point. You don't want to see them fight. You want to see Don win.
Yeah.
But, yeah, anyway. And we all know Don would. Like, there's no way.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Lou's an idiot.
Although he does give Peggy her respect ultimately, which I appreciate.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Like,
yeah.
I think the reason I want Peggy to be sort of the, like, Peggy is the most like, she's not the most compelling character. Like, Don is a lot more interesting and more, like, has a lot more stuff going on, but I love Peggy. I really, like, I sort of think of it really is more of Peggy's growth the entire series, right? Like, it is, Don is going up and down, back and forth, all over the place, and Peggy's slowly building up, getting better,
Peggy's
getting higher.
Peggy's for sure.
Yeah.
That's a good point, actually, yeah, because you're right. It started off with Peggy's, like, this nervous...
secretary.
Like, idiot, really.
Yeah.
And now, you know, she's got a fairly powerful position and she makes big decisions and presumably some money.
Gets to tell Don what to do.
Yeah, gets to tell Don what to do, which is great.
That was so satisfying.
No, I agree. It's almost become, like, it's almost the Peggy show.
To a point, yeah.
To an extent.
It's definitely, this season is the Don and Peggy show, for sure. Like, those are the two,
yeah.
I mean, really the whole series is, but, like,
yeah,
it is definitely their show. It's not just Don anymore.
No, that's true.
And it probably never was, really. Like, we just didn't know if this is where it was going to go.
Another thing I thought was interesting. So, at the end of, like, last season, we thought there was this whole thing with Joan and sleeping with the guy to get the Jaguar account, and then Don, you know, fired Jaguar. And there was never really any, like, backlash from Joan on that.
Yeah.
There was this season.
But there was this season.
Yep.
Which I think was, I mean, it was good to see that they kind of brought that, you know, almost full circle, I guess.
Yeah. No, I agree with that.
And it was, I think it was interesting to see the Joan, like, really not agreeing with Don or
anything,
wanting to keep...
anything Don did.
Yeah, or wanting to keep Don or anything. Like, she just wanted him completely out of the picture. Which, I mean, makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, totally illogical, but it was interesting to see because, you know, she's one of the other, like, really strong characters that's been there since the beginning. And everybody else that's, like, a strong character that's been there since the beginning is very pro-Don.
Yeah.
So, I thought that was interesting. And I feel like she's got her mojo back.
Yep.
You know, the last season was... I don't know. She seemed...
Well, she got a promotion, too, sort of. And,
yeah,
like...
Yeah.
And
yeah.
they put, and I like that Don got her old job, well, other Don.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which still
yeah, that was fun. But it was good. I was nice to see Joan kind of kicking ass again.
And I like that she wants to would rather be single than be with Benson.
Bob Benson. Well, because Bob Benson did that because he wanted to seem legit. To,
well, yeah, she was her, his beard, like
to the dudes in Detroit, right?
Yeah,
yeah. That it was just weird. It was weird how they only had Bob Benson in two episodes, very briefly, and yet his like the things that he did were quite
prevalent. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. So maybe you're right. Maybe that's
it was weird that he, like especially because in the season series so much last season.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so weird. Like the whole thing was strange and odd.
Yeah, but then he's like still with the company, but they just didn't really
move to Detroit. Yeah,
and didn't really give any closure on a lot of the random things that happened.
Yeah,
yep.
And we did not get much Alison Brie this season.
Oh, not at all. It was painful. It was what, like one episode?
One episode.
Oh, it was tough.
And it was like two scenes, if that.
Yeah. I mean, it makes sense. She's kind of out of Pete's picture, and, you know, why would we pay attention to anybody that isn't in the agency, which I guess makes sense, but that was sad. I have to rewatch the first few seasons just so I can get a little bit more of that.
There's plenty of places to see Alison Brie.
Absolutely.
She's not going anywhere.
Yeah, that's true. Well, I guess not the Community anymore.
No, that's true.
Unless it gets picked up by Hulu or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, the only problem with that is that we don't get Hulu.
No, but we have the internet and ways to acquire it.
Yeah, exactly. But you know, this last season of Community started really good, and it ended just terrible.
No, well, I liked the whole thing.
Whoa, spoiler alert. Careful. I haven't watched it yet.
Anyway, I liked the whole thing.
I mean, obviously the season without Dan Harmon was atrocious.
I didn't see it. I skipped it entirely.
I watched the first four or five episodes, and I just gave up. I was going to rewatch all of them. Like, I was going to watch the entire season before I watched this season. And every time I tried to, I couldn't.
No, they were bad.
So I'm just going to skip ahead and watch season five now.
There was only half the episodes were good.
Yeah. Well, it's NBC's fault.
I don't doubt that.
Like, Dan obviously didn't do a great job season five, but, you know, if they hadn't given him the boot at the end of season three, he might have stuck around a little bit more.
Yeah.
We're getting off topic.
That never happens.
No, I think the last one we talked about Breaking Bad for a little bit at the end.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, you know, that's fine.
I don't even know where else to...
I'm trying to think what else, though. I feel like there's
some... We covered most
of
the main characters.
I feel like there's some big thing that happened that we're missing. But
we talked about Burger Chef. That was kind of the big client this season.
Honestly, I watched most of the episodes, like, the night they aired. There's one or two I watched the day after, but every fucking time I was like, God damn it, I want a burger. I got really hungry at 11 at night.
That's how it was with Hannibal.
Oh, it was brutal.
I feel the same way about Hannibal.
I haven't watched Hannibal yet.
It's on Netflix now.
Both seasons.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so good. Oh, that's good.
The second season's especially good.
Really? I actually like the first season better.
Well, they got rid of a bunch of people I didn't like very much in the second season.
That's fair.
Hey!
I'm not saying anything about how or why they've left. I'm just saying there are people that I didn't like that are not in the second season as much as the first. That's all I'm saying.
Or in the second half. But
yeah, the food. Oh, God, the food looks so good in Hannibal.
Yeah.
It helps that I like awful, but...
Yeah. So, last time we did this, we made predictions.
I have no idea.
Yeah, you guys did, and I didn't.
I could watch a Celia Draper spinoff show, though.
Absolutely.
She's so good.
Really good.
And I think she's always been this good. I mean, she's obviously improved as an actress.
Yeah.
But, you know, she's been pretty... She's considering she's a minor character, and she's a minor. She's done really, really well, I think. Yeah, I could definitely watch a Celia Draper
spinoff. What are the big things... end of 69, like, that they'll touch on? Vietnam War, probably.
I have no idea what's going on then.
I don't know. Not a clue. I feel like there has to be, like, drugs thing coming up again.
Now that you said it, I'm thinking, like, when do cigarette advertisements get banned?
Oh,
it's gotta be, like,
they're not banned in the U.S.
It's gotta be, like, 60s, 70s.
But they're not banned in the U.S.
I'm sure there was a ban at one point.
Well, I've bought U.S. magazines before, and there's at full page ads for cigarettes.
Maybe there's just like rules and regulation changes.
Because I mean, that was like that sort of plot point was huge in like the first season.
Yeah, that's kind
of when there was a bunch of changes and they couldn't make any health claims and they couldn't.
Well, no, I'm thinking that because of that meeting that Don crashed. Was a cigarette company, and they didn't want him because he wrote that article or whatever.
The page ad.
So I'm thinking that might be.
Oh yeah, I guess maybe. I don't know. I honestly don't have any predictions. Like last time, I'm not gonna.
I'm again still sort of like, are they gonna have anything more with his other life? I mean, they had a bit with his daughter figure kind of character come back, but like,
I think that the Dick Whitman ship has sailed, more or less. You know, I mean, they've Don has grown as a person this season, and he's kind of conquered, or more or less conquered, some of his demons.
Yeah, he's kind of meshed Don Draper and Dick Whitman together.
Yeah, and he, you know, he's way more open than he used to be, and he's
true.
You know, like he's recommending Peggy to do things, and like, you know, he's being a good employee.
Yes,
you know, for the most part, and it feels like that he's kind of come to terms with his past, and you know, he's admitted it to people, and I think that that's over. I think, given that we have what, like seven episodes, they really don't have the time to touch on that.
Which I'm guessing the final episode will be 2 hours, because normally Mad Men starts with a 2 hour episode every season.
Oh yeah,
and it didn't this season.
That's true.
Yeah, that's a good call. I hope so. I mean, that is going to be
anything that gives me more Mad Men makes me happy. So
yeah, that'll be such a fantastic watch. Ugh. I really hope that.
Although I guess every season is 13 episodes with one 2 hour one. So maybe they're just going to do seven.
You know, it deserves a 2 hour finale.
Yes, it does.
But, you know, whether it gets it is probably up to AMC.
Well, I mean, they don't have any good shows after Mad Men's done.
No. The Walking Dead.
Except The Walking Dead is a huge deal. Like,
but that's the thing, right? It's a huge deal for AMC because it makes them a fuck ton of money.
Yeah,
but it's not a very good show.
But it's not even that bad. It's just not great. Like, it's that's all.
Yeah. I mean, Colin has been saying for years that it's not very good, and I liked it the first season and a half, and since then I've just kind of been watching it because it's easy to watch. I don't know. But it just keeps getting worse, and the more I watch it, the more I realize that.
Just read the books, man. Just read the books.
I know. But
I think you have volume 2 sitting right there.
Yeah, I do actually. I can see it from here. I have a bookmark in it to show me where I am. I'll probably just start again, but
I have this hole on my bookshelf from volume 2 not being there for the past like year and a half.
So I guess you've read volume 1 then?
I have read volume 1, yeah. Yeah, which covers like most of the season.
Yeah.
Really, so far. I think at the end of volume 1, they're getting to the prison.
Okay.
That's about right.
Which, I guess, they've kind of now left the prison.
I don't know where the TV show is anymore. I know they hit the prison at some point, but I don't know where it is anymore.
Yeah.
I never even saw my show on the new season.
They just got to, where was it at the end of that season? I can't even fucking remember. They just got to Terminus.
I have no idea what that
means.
Oh. Okay, well, that's completely different to...
That doesn't surprise me. I'm sure they changed a lot.
Yeah. I'm sure they did. But, yeah. I don't even know. I don't even know if I'll watch it anymore. I might actually be giving up.
You might actually finally, after
I think it's probably going to be one of those things where I'll watch it one day, and I'll just binge all day on it.
That's fair. And
kind of get it out of the way.
Yeah, that's fair.
But I think I'm certainly done like making sure I watch it like every week.
I've been actually making a habit of like the new shows that I hear that are really good, just like trying to avoid the spoilers so I can binge watch it. Like I haven't watched Fargo yet.
I've seen the first episode because Michelle fell asleep during it, so I had to wait for her to watch the first episode before I could watch the rest.
Fair enough.
I think
It's good, though. At least the first episode was really good.
It's filmed in Canada.
Is it?
Pretty sure it's filmed in Southern Alberta, yeah. If I remember, I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure I remember that.
And they're doing the same thing that True Detective did, right? Where each season is going to be different.
That's my understanding. Assuming they do a second season, but yeah, this isn't a remake of the movie. This is there's a tonal similarity. There's nothing, and it's a location similarity, but otherwise, it's not.
That's fair.
I think
at least based on the one episode I saw.
Well, it's easy enough to avoid spoilers. Like, really, you just have to avoid them, like, the day after the show.
I just muted the hashtag, and I've been fine.
I haven't seen anyone really talk about Fargo at all. Game of Thrones.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't watch that.
That's the thing. Unless it's a huge, like, really high-profile show, it's fairly easy to avoid.
That is true.
Spoilers. I mean, Game of Thrones, I just don't care about.
Yeah.
It's so good.
It's not. It's atrocious.
No, it's not. It's really not. It's really good.
It's really not.
No, you're wrong.
It's horrible.
Yeah, it is.
No. You're mistaken.
All right, well, since we've gotten so off track from Mad Men, I think we should probably...
And you guys have proven you don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah. So, Ryan, where can we find you on the internet?
On Internet Boyfriends, which has been coming out more regularly lately.
It has been. It's been great.
I haven't listened to it. I should get on it.
Fine, then. Be that way.
Well, I listen.
I know you do. And at Gobo on Twitter and lots of places.
Fantastic. But
mostly just Twitter.
That's what's important.
Yep.
And my hungover co-host, where can I find you on Twitter?
At Adrian Trimble.
Yeah.
That's it. Well, Instagram, I guess. But
we'll just try putting Adrian Trimble into something. If you find them, you find them.
That's fair.
Yeah, that's true.
Fair.
There is I do have a South African... there's a guy in South Africa who has the same name as me.
I think there's another Ryan Claus somewhere in the States.
Which, I think given that, like, the rarity of both my first and last name is fairly impressive.
I am definitely the most famous Ryan Claus on the internet.
That's not saying
much.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah, but doesn't Google, like, tailor your search results to you nowadays, so then they just kind of show you the things you want to see?
I'll put in Ryan Claus, and all I'm getting is me.
I'm pretty sure if I Googled myself, it would just be me. For the most part.
Yeah, but if the other guy's not active, it's still going to be like... That's the thing. I'm very active on the internet, so I'm going to be in lots of places, as are you. So you'll be in lots of places. So this guy from South Africa or the dude in wherever he is in the States is not as active as I am, so I'm definitely going to rank higher than him.
That's fair. And you can also find me on Twitter at Senquist. And yeah, that's about it, really, nowadays. I don't do much else on the internet.
You don't Vine very much.
No.
You Instagram a decent amount.
Yeah, decent amount, I guess.
But you don't Vine, I don't think. Actually, I haven't checked Vine for a couple of months.
I Vine, like, once every 6 months.
I was going to say, like, I check Vine about as often as I post.
Yeah.
And so I just kind of have a sort of a biannual Vine binge.
I just see Vines that come through my RSS feeds that other people have, like, found for me. Some sites, like, oh, here's these cool Vines. Like, oh, Vine, yeah, that's a thing.
Yeah.
I just searched for Adrian Trimble. I found a link on College Humor for Adrian Trimble.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. I should look
it up. It was your tweet saying, just found out who Adam Yauch is, which made me sad.
Yeah, I don't remember who that is.
Oh my god.
Okay. Let's I think we need to end it at that horrible
point. Adrian.
Alright, well, thanks for coming on, Ryan.
Yeah, anytime.
We'll have to have a conversation about Adrian when he's not here.
fuck you guys.
Just have me on, we'll have the Adrian talk.
Yeah.
You can have me on with Brett, we'll just talk about Adrian the whole time.
That works.
Well, I'm glad you guys like me so much so you can talk about me.
Alright, well, I'm gonna drink the last drop of this beer, and
I'm out of blue, so
I'm done mine too.
Thanks for everybody for listening.
Yeah.